I got no idea where to, but I would feel much better if you were there too. Where to? I
told
you.
All right, let's go. Hour number three. Fantastic. On a Friday.
That was just for you.
Appreciate that. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling is at the daddy-daughter dance tonight. That face of his, that must scare the other kids, man.
I would think so, but when you see her around him.
Oh, it's priceless. It's priceless.
Brings tears to my eyes, man. That's being a good dad. Oh. And I see the same thing with Monkey around you when she comes in here. Just the respect she has for you and the relationship you guys have is, which is what I was saying earlier. If you want to do the practice date, yeah, that's great, but I don't think you need to.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. I have a picture on my phone of Trey with her on his lap. It was last year's Texas OU, I think.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite pictures that I've ever taken because the look on her face is perfect.
And
his
RDF goes away with the kids. You notice that?
It does a little bit. Yeah.
I mean, as much as it can.
Yeah, he gets
it's a condition.
He gets closer to legitimate.
Almost human.
Almost human expressions. Yeah. It's wild.
The voice doesn't change, but the smile does a tad.
It's like that scene in Terminator where he says, I understand why you cry.
Right, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I think now it's like, human. I know. All right, coming up as soon as they are ready, Craig Way and Keith Moreland, they are down on the field there in Lafayette getting some interviews, getting ready for the game. So as soon as they are ready, we'll get a little preview from them, 6:15 pregame tonight for Texas baseball 2019 first game.
Some great text coming in. You guys are killing it right now. Someone said, wouldn't Sean Elliott on that Arizona team? You're exactly right, the Final Four team. I remember driving back in San Antonio after they had drafted Sean Elliott and looking at my dad, I would have been probably 10, and thinking, this feels big. This town finally feels big to me. Hmm. Sean Elliott's coming here.
Right.
You know, and the Admiral would have been sitting out. I thought, the Spurs are feeling big time now. I had no idea what was in store.
Yeah, right.
Pitching coach Eddie, my grandmother used to make dumplings from canned biscuits, and they're exactly right. And that, I guess that's what I've seen before. A lot of text coming in on that. Buttermilk biscuits right out of the dairy case, cut them up in the corners or quarters, and you're good to go. So it looks easy the few times I've seen it on TV. I've never done it. I've never tried it.
My wife makes the only chicken and dumplings I've ever had that competed with my great grandmother's, and they're fantastic. They might be even a little better than my great grandmother's, but she was Meemaw was the master of that. And then my wife,
what'd you call her?
Meemaw, my great grandmother.
Did you call your grandfather Peepaw?
No.
Called my grandma Meemaw and my granddad Peepaw. I just think I thought I was the only guy.
No, serious. By the time I came around, he was already dead. But she was Meemaw, then her daughter, my grandmother, was Mamaw. So it was Meemaw going to Mamaw. That's what it was. Yeah.
Those always, that sounds strange if it wasn't yours. That really, the Meemaw and whatever you name your grandparents, the nicknames, that really is, normal for what you knew.
Yeah, everybody else's does sound
strange.
Same
thing, toilet paper, over the top or under. When I see under, it's strange for me because I was raised over the top.
Oh,
I'm not sure either one's right.
Well, I'm certain over the top is right.
See, that's
actually
what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm certain.
And I'm certainly that Mimi's better than Meemaw. Meemaw, Meemaw, Meemaw. What is this, a British siren?
Oh, Peepaw. Man. She was fantastic.
Well, Peepaw is just hilarious.
That's
she was fantastic.
The male version.
I never had a Peepaw.
Peepaw, male version.
I know.
Never had that. I had granddad, and then what was grandpa? It was just Grandpa Hastings was the great grandfather. Yeah. But I never had a Peepaw.
I had Papa, Nanny, Mimi, and Durwood. No, I call we call them G-Dad.
G-Dad.
Granddad.
Those I like. Yeah. I like the ones where it's a little off.
Bob
the beaten
has
path.
The best one.
Now, who is he?
Grandbob.
That's right, Grandbob. That's a good one. Yeah, my dad.
She's a senior in high school, and the two nephews are in college, so they still call him that.
My dad refused the whole granddad grandpa thing. He went with the Doc Hastings. He's Papa Doc.
Yeah, it's one of the few times I've really seen my dad be vain and think about age.
Yeah,
this would have been 20 years ago, and he thought, "Yeah, I'm not ready to be a grandfather yet."
Every time I see,
I wanted to be, but the name was bothering him.
Every time I see 8 Mile, I think of my dad because that's the name of the villain in 8 Mile that battles with Rabbit is Papa Doc.
Papa Doc, yeah. I love the Papa Doc.
That was the big
That's a great one.
He thought that one up on his own. Maybe my favorite, though, is Bucky's. Bucky's grandkids call him Coach.
Yeah. coaches get away with one
that's
there.
That's the best. That is the best.
And once you're a coach, you're always a coach. We have some sickos on here, and
yeah,
some sickos have been giving us some stupid knowledge. Someone said they're a veritable cornucopia of useless sports knowledge. I share your syndrome, KD, but at least you get paid to use it on the air. I only get to flash it on the occasional break in a deposition.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, that's a weird place to use it.
And probably not appreciated. Good text.
That is funny. All right, so we were talking earlier about, while we're waiting for Craig and Keith, we talked about Luis Severino getting his deal. I am trying to figure out, maybe you can tell me, why the Mets are digging in on Jacob DeGrom and haven't extended Jacob DeGrom yet. They say they're looking into it, but I love these stats, man. This guy is on a historic run right now. 24 straight starts with 6-plus innings and 3 runs or less. That is the longest single-season streak ever, ever in the history of baseball.
You know the criticisms I've heard?
Huh.
He can't duplicate it.
Oh, my God.
So the criticism is going to be he was too successful and that he's not going to be able to match it?
Yeah, you're too good?
What if he's 75% of that?
His ERA was like 6th or 7th best since they lowered the mound.
Yes.
You're like, wait a minute, what?
I was telling you as the year was going on, because I knew people weren't watching the Mets, and rightfully so. Y'all have lives. I didn't watch the Mets. That'll tell you. But I had to watch DeGrom.
Oh, my God.
It was a weird paradox.
How about this one? In games where he started and they lost, his ERA was 2.13.
He was dominant.
Lowest in Major League history. And they don't know? I'm not a Mets guy. Hate the Mets. I'm a Braves fan, so I have to hate the Mets out of principle. But I'm with you. His greatness is something that you have to look at, respect, enjoy watching. I don't know what they're seeing, man. Hopefully they can get this figured out. If we're not going to get the Harpers and the Machados and all that, at least get a guy like that that needs to be a Met going forward.
Yeah, you could say Santana, and I'm sure I'm missing a name in there. I mean, Harvey had that one run, but we're talking Doc Gooden, Tom Seaver type stuff for your Mets here.
In terms
of a year, and you just go, whoa.
And they should. I mean, maybe I'm being too nostalgic here. Shouldn't they have DeGrom and Syndergaard moving forward for the next few years?
Definitely DeGrom. Syndergaard is right on that cusp, and he's close. I think he's really close. He's got tons of stuff, but he is just not as pinpoint as DeGrom. I mean, not many people are. DeGrom had a truly historic year. And so that's going to be – maybe there's something else they're seeing, but yeah, I'm with you, Chad. I'd pay up. And if I'm these clubs, I take advantage of some of these players dealing with the uncertainty and the nebulous environment that is baseball right now. So the Nolas are saying, hey, maybe I will take that deal. Maybe it's not as much as I should get, but I got it. I'm locked. I'm making $10 million a year for the next 4 years.
Yeah,
Ain't bad.
Going to get in, yeah.
So get you some fishing gear in Louisiana.
You can buy some fishing gear, yeah. Next week is spring training getting started I think it's technically next Thursday when they start spring training games. Somebody texted us, my grandkids call me Big Daddy.
That is great.
And our regular weekend fishing, hiking, traveling excursions are called Big Daddy Boot Camp.
That's great.
That's well done. Yeah.
That sounds like a fun boot camp.
That's what I always tell people. Like, if you don't know this already, if you're about to become a grandparent, please don't ever be afraid of a label. You get to determine what they call you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will tell you, well, it's all about what the kids call you.
You'll hear these horror stories about my little grandbaby. She just couldn't say anything but boober, so my name's Boober. No. That is not how it works. You get to pick the name, and then they will adjust to you, and eventually, that's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's really simple. My niece called my dad Dabok because Papadoc was too hard for her to say. But she doesn't call him that now. She eventually figured it out. It's easy.
You get weird names. My mom and my aunt have always called each other Bag.
Bag?
Yeah, because they get bags under their eyes.
Oh, I thought you meant like, yo, Bag.
No, Bag.
Oh,
what's up, Bag? And then Dodie. Laura was also called Dodie by my sister. And I never even find out the origin of that. This gets back to me not being in a relationship.
Dodie.
For 40 years, I've never even asked about that. I had other stuff to worry about.
That is weird.
But yeah, Dodie. I don't know why.
Sometimes people do get... this is what I don't understand. Letting a little kid not being able to say something really determine a name. Because that's how Dabo got his name.
Oh, yeah. You're right about that.
Somebody in the family...
You're not gonna get into their family here, are you?
No, I'm not going there. But... if you let a really, really old person or a really, really young person determine someone's name, I think you're failing at that point.
Like, I agree.
You got to step up and figure it out.
I've said for years, I want to take away rights from younger people and older people. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Younger people, yeah.
Definitely younger people. I love both groups. It's just they shouldn't be able to determine certain things.
Yes, I agree.
Leave them in the park together and let them talk and eat ice cream. But you don't need to let them name
folks.
It's
not their fault. They're incomplete.
Yeah. I love the two groups, though.
Still bacon.
Big fan of them. I always say, right, one hasn't learned the BS and the other's tired of the BS. They are a great group to get talking to each other. It's awesome.
My mom uses flour tortillas. X tried to change it up with biscuits or a few other things. Nothing makes it work but flour tortillas.
Flour tortillas?
I wonder if that was it. I wonder if that was the thing that broke
the dumplings?
Broke the relationship.
Ooh, that's a good idea. All right, before we go any further, how about Kevin telling you about Spectrum? Pay attention.
Yeah, if you're a business owner, Spectrum Business can definitely help you out. They provide a network you can depend on with over 99.9% reliability. They do have the fastest internet starting speeds available. You're going to get those blazing fast speeds of 200 megabits per second, and you're going to get it for just $44.99 a month. You can add Spectrum Business Voice and stay totally connected for just $29.99 a month. And that's it. Those are the prices. They're not going to add anything, no phone taxes, no hidden fees, no contracts. Spectrum Business, they also mean business because they're going to buy you out of your contract. Pretty nice here, up to $500. So if you're in one, you don't have to swallow that. They'll buy you out, and you can start working with Spectrum Business. Give them a call, 855-245-8879. It's 855-245-8879. They do have the fastest internet starting speeds. And like I said, those are the prices. It's in front of you. Get to business.spectrum.com.
All right, so some good texts coming in. We'll get to those. Remember, 337-3776, the Specs text line. And, of course, we also have Texas baseball coming up for you. Get the 2019 season off to a start. 6:15 pregame, 6:30 first pitch. Texas in Lafayette to take on the Raging Cajuns. And right now, let's go to Lafayette and talk to Craig Way and Keith Moreland, who will call the game. What's up, fellas?
That you have to know, Chad.
Whoa, here he is. Sorry, go ahead.
All right. The first thing that you have to know, Chad, when you're down here in, as they would say, Acadiana, is Lafayette with a flat, hard A.
Lafayette.
Not Lafayette.
Lafayette.
Is a school in eastern Pennsylvania. Lafayette is home of the Raging Cajuns. And, yeah, they're excited. It's going to be a sellout crowd here tonight.
Hey, I got you. Hey, Craig, we're kind of getting messed up here.
Yeah, let's double-check.
Let's reset you there.
Yeah, we'll double-check on the connection. You're a little crispy coming in there.
It's almost like over-modulated, but...
Yeah, we'll get that figured out. We'll get it figured out here because, yeah, every word he's saying is crisping up on us. We'll figure
it
that
is.
Out.
It is.
Okay, Lafayette. I did not realize that, so I'll remember that. Lafayette, like you're laughing.
I've heard that before.
Okay.
But I'm not from there, so.
So Louisiana.
Lafayette.
Lafayette. Again, I'm
fine with that.
I like to call people what they want to be called.
Yeah, yeah, especially if you're down there, if you're looking for some good food.
Especially, oh my God.
Call them what they want.
They are so good at it. Texas and Louisiana Lafayette.
Let's just give it a shot here.
Coming up. All right, we'll try it there. Louisiana Lafayette.
That's better. That's better. Now, do I sound any better?
Yes, ooh, you
yes.
do.
Much
That's
better.
The Craig way that I like to hear.
We got
Keith there, too. Keith, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, Kitty?
Doing well, man. I'm sure both you guys are excited about this. What for Texas fans, what should they be looking for? I mean, a lot of people want to know who's going to replace David Hamilton, what's going to be at first base. What are you guys looking for this first weekend?
You know what, Katie, you're gonna say it. I'm going to sound like Greg right now. I'm excited to see what they're going to have on the mound. I think you've got a group of really good arms that can do some things. Now, can they? They pitch at this level. How do they fit in? Where is their role going to be? And that kind of thing. Because in my time, and I've covered this now since 1994 on a pretty regular basis, back and forth, I don't know that I can ever remember a returning group of everyday players as strong as this group. They all bring things to the table that they can do. I think they're going to be really good defensively. So I expect to offensively. When you get an Austin Todd back into the lineup, you know, you played the entire year last year without Austin Todd. So, in reality. So, you're going to have that guy plugged in. Now, you do not have Cody Clemens. So let's start with that.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you're going to have a really good offensive club that's going to flow real well and can really run. Look for Eric Kennedy to be a star early. I think that's a name that we're going to talk a lot about. But the interesting thing for me is, it's going to be pitching over this first 10 ball games.
Yeah, and it is. It's going to be interesting to watch with Bryce Elder getting the start tonight, guys. You know, a lot of folks, I think, thought that Blair Henley was definitely going to be the starter on Friday. Blair will go tomorrow. But to be honest, and to hear David Pierce talk about it, you know, Bryce was the better guy in all the offseason stuff until he had the little finger issue and couldn't finish up, obviously, in the fall. But they Coach Pierce and Phil Hague, they're very, very excited about what they see from Elder.
Well, Elder's got four-pitch mix, guys, so he's got the ability. He's touched in the mid-90s at times, 93, 94. I don't think he pitches at that level, but he's touched there. But the one thing you do have is you also have a veteran guy in Henley. Guys, let's be honest. I was a junior. You've sort of been through the mix before. All of a sudden, you get to your junior. That preseason stuff, you're not quite as sharp as you will be when it comes time to play. And now it's time to play. So I think he will step up.
How sharp is Elder's cutter? Have you guys seen it? Because that can be a really nice little pitch to go with that four-seamer.
Well, I think that's his best pitch, and I think he's developing the ability to use that against a left-hander. That's the key. Last year we saw him. He didn't use it very often. He didn't have confidence in using it against a left-hander. We can go backdoor with it because a lot of times guys that are cutting it, and you've got that little cutter, you got to be able to control it where it doesn't cut back over the middle of the dish. So you want to keep it to the outer half, and he's got some ability to use that, and I expect to see that tonight. That's what he's been effective with.
Talking with Craig and Keith, getting ready for Texas baseball. Guys, you talked about the Bryce that's on the hill. How about the Bryce that's going to be at shortstop? Bryce Reagan, big shoes to fill here. What can we expect from him?
Okay, pronouncer number two, it's Reagan.
Oh, it's Reagan.
Yep, even though it's spelled like the former president of the United States, Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
Yes. There you go again, Chad.
But
it is pronounced Reagan, and they're pretty excited about it. Of course, it's a lot to heap on a guy, what with David Hamilton out for the year. But they're excited about what they see. And, you know, that old P word about potential, there's a lot of it there. And I think that in talking to Coach Pierce about him, watching the workouts and watching last night, he wants him to be a little more talkative in the field, to be a little more assertive. But he's got, you know, veterans around him. He's got Ryan Reynolds immediately to his right and Mason Hibler immediately to his left, at least to start the season. So he's got some good guys around him as well.
Yeah, and just to answer that, to go a step further with that is, Hibler might be that guy that ends up at short, but I think the long term, if you want to get long term, the ability to move Hibler around, what he can do in case you have a guy in the outfield go down, he can go play there. If Bryce can't play shortstop and has not proven he can do it, you can move him over there. So I think you want to start with the young guy and see how he handles the scenario, knowing that you do have a guy. Mason Hibler is a quality college shortstop. So if they've got to go to him, they've got a guy that can play that position.
That makes sense. Nice to have some depth. We're going to see Coy Cobb on Sunday, at least scheduled to go. He's one of the many freshman arms, power arms, apparently really good stuff. Do you guys expect to see whether it's Cobb or Madden or Quintanilla kind of use them for three or four innings and maybe not your traditional full start?
Well, yeah. I tell you, Kevin, you do know college baseball. there's no doubt. I mean, let's go back 10 years and just – go back in that scenario in 2008. You saw some young arms come to Texas at that point, and yeah, they were getting four. If you got four out of them, you went to the bullpen immediately. And then as the season went on, you got into conference play, you started getting six out of guys. And I think that's what you're going to see. I think you're going to see three or four young guys get the ball, and I think they're going to start them slow. And I would think that if they can get nine outs and they're successful, get them out of the game, get somebody else into the game, and build that confidence and bring that along. And I think that's why I thought this first 10 days would be so important, because we're going to see probably six or eight different guys in that scenario get the opportunity for, you know, a nine-inning stretch or a nine-out stretch.
And Craig, I didn't even mention Jack Neely and some of these other guys.
Yeah, and I think that David is real interested to see, in the limited amounts of duty as he rotates these guys in, who shows him the most with the least amount of work, because they're all going to get limited amount. The other thing I wanted to say to you guys is the opposing starting pitcher tonight is a fascinating story. He's a left-hander by the name of Gunnar Leger. Yeah, we are in Louisiana.
That's nice.
Gunnar Leger, he is a senior, a fifth-year senior. He's from Lake Charles. His dad played three seasons in the Pirates organization. He's now an assistant. He's the wide receivers coach on the Louisiana Lafayette football team and the recruiting coordinator. But what makes this kid even more fascinating is 2 years ago, he was amazing, was throwing in the low to mid-90s regular, had a devastating two-seamer, and was a guy that was just lights out. In fact, Coach Pierce said back in 2016, they considered him for the U.S. national team. And like many pitchers, he had a Tommy John issue, and that was one thing. But then he had another issue. There was a cyst on his near his hip, and it became very problematic on his thigh. He ended up having to have surgery where they inserted a 15-inch rod into his thigh, which he has right now. It's about 3/4 inches in diameter.
He still has it?
Still has it. Still has the rod in his leg right now. Now, having said all that, they're excited. This will be the first time he will have thrown a pitch against an opponent, a real opponent, in 630 days. But when he's on, he's magnificent, they said, out of the past. So he was, you know, he was all conference and all of those things.
Well, here's his numbers, guys. In 15 appearances this last year that he pitched, he was 10-2 with a 1.97 and 91 innings. He struck out 84 batters and only allowed 66 base hits.
Damn.
So he had really good stuff.
And that was with a partially torn ulnar collateral ligament. He did
Jeez.
That.
Wow. I mean, guys, I hate to be a jerk, but you bunt on him early, right? Just to test that rod out? Nah, I'm kidding.
No. Hey, I tell you what, the top of this lineup is going to be good offensively, and they've got to be able to use that. I know that going to practice, they have spent more time on it because Coach Pierce is not a sacrifice bunt guy, but he does believe in bunt for a base hit.
Love it.
That is Craig.
Have a good call, y'all.
Yeah, it's Craig Way and Keith Moreland. They'll be bringing you the action of the first game tonight. Guys, we appreciate it. Look forward to it. That is 6:15 pregame, 6:30 on the first pitch. Bryce Elder on the hill for Texas. All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three, including the Colin Kaepernick update today. And, yes, there is one. Coming up later in the crap bag, it is a stat that I think kind of has to be bad for a sport. I'll see what Kevin thinks a little later on the horn. Hope you're having a good Friday. A couple of notes on the Austin Rodeo coming up here in a second. What do you got here, Wags?
Got a little Jurassic 5, the instrumental version of Concrete Schoolyard.
Oh, Jurassic 5. All right. Speaking of music, Austin Rodeo coming up. March 8th is the Cowboy Breakfast. March 8th and 9th is your Barbecue Austin. And Rodeo Austin gets going March 16th through the 30th, starting with Aaron Watson performing that first night. Kevin Fowler closes the doors on March 30th. And in between, you got Martina McBride. You got the Jacksons performing. Ronnie Millsap. Randy Rogers Band. And Flo Rida, to mention a few. Check out hornfm.com or rodeoaustin.com for the full lineup. Some great music coming, as always. We had some text coming in, 337-3776. Somehow we got into what you call your grandparents, and it has set off a lot of weird texts. This says, my aunt's granddaughter somehow turned Mama Cheryl into She Shop, and they left it.
So
you can't leave that. You can't be
She. She doesn't care.
You can't be She Shop for the rest of your life, can you?
Hey, Wags called his grandfather Urine.
Is that true? That happened?
Peepaw.
Oh, Peepaw. There you go. My son calls his mom's mom Dirta.
Because
he can't say granny, Dirta.
Someone said, I'm the Funkle, fun uncle to my niece and nephews. So I'm Uncle Kev or Uncle Kevin, but I am referred to that. I've had Bailey mention that to me.
That they refer to you as the fun uncle?
I'm a Funkle.
Ooh, they say that word?
No, not. They don't call me that, but, okay. But like, yeah.
Good. Because calling you a fun uncle is awesome.
Yes. Well, they just put it together. It's not the end of the world.
Funkle makes it a little awkward.
What's wrong with you?
How old are they now?
Senior in high school, and both and two nephews are in college.
Yeah, we're past Funkle now. Now you're past Funkle. I think we just got to move. Now you got to be the fun uncle.
I am. That's what I've been the whole time. That's what that is.
Right, I know.
They don't call me that, though. They may reference me as that.
No, he should. If they're listening
I'm
right
uncle
now,
Kev.
He should not be referred to as Funkle ever.
Josh may be listening.
When you're little kids, that's cute. Not now. Not adults. No adult should have. You know, this is Kevin. This is my Funkle. What? What are you talking about? Stop being. That's overly cute. You don't need to be overly cute.
All right,
dude. I was 21 and I introduced my peepaw to one of my Marines.
Well, hey, that's
peepaw.
Now that's different. That's different. That's different. You just say, hey, this is my peepaw. I mean, that's totally different.
So we got a lot of stuff back and forth about flour tortillas and then also just going with the biscuits. Someone said, Kevin, flour torts are the lazy way to make the dumpling. They suck.
Oh, that's a lazy dumpling for some people.
In the South, you either have two styles, flat or fluffy. Fluffy uses baking powder and a touch of soda. Flat uses flour, some kind of liquid like milk, chicken stock, buttermilk, salt, and a bunch of butter. Bunch of butter, they said.
Bunch of.
Mixed like biscuits and then rolled out to about half an inch.
Man, I'm getting hungry just thinking about chicken and dumplings.
I know. No, I'm going to go do this.
How has Rod Babers not had chicken and dumplings?
You need to roll so you build some tooth, the dumpling. Okay.
Rod claimed.
I really appreciate that. This is good stuff here.
Rod claimed earlier on the show that black folks do not cook chicken and dumplings.
Somebody's wrong on that.
Somebody texted in and said, oh, no.
You as the white guys here, even though I'm more of a food guy than probably both of y'all. I can't tell, especially a black buddy.
Yeah.
You're wrong on your culture, man.
You are so wrong. Somebody texted in that both Hoover's and Dots featured chicken and dumplings over the years. So, yeah. To me, chicken and dumplings should be a universal.
To me, it's just very Southern. And when I said that earlier, a lot of Southern cuisine and more so technique, who was doing the cooking for a long time in the South, Chad?
The women?
Yes, but slaves.
True. Yeah.
And where'd they come from, Chad? A majority. West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. It's like looking at the seven continents and going, well, I can see how that puzzle fits. A lot of the technique, a lot of the stuff comes from West Africa.
Well, that's true. All right. Let's get you some big three here. We've got a big story in the NFL.
The big three.
The Big Three is brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, any make, any model. Click appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Actually, let me be clear here. I don't know if this is a big story in the NFL. It's a story. Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid have settled their grievances with the league. Reid is still playing with the Panthers. Colin Kaepernick has not had a team since 2017. I don't know that this is some kind of big crossroads moment. But
I'm glad he's been getting paid.
Apparently he's going to get paid a hunk of...
And Nike.
Big chunk of change. He's got the Nike deal. But there are those that believe, and I'll ask you, Rod asked me earlier in Crosstalk, do you think he ever gets a job or is this over?
I mean, probably not. And like I said earlier, I'm not sure if he would want one. I'm not sure if he's been out long enough and he realizes, you know what, I'm proud of what I did and I took a stand or took a knee. I believe in what I did, and we live in an insanely politicized environment where my intent was misconstrued very quickly, and also politics ran with this. I mean, this has became a political chip, and he became a chip in that. So if he's done with all that and realizes, hey, I'm going to be able to make plenty of money with all this, and I'm going to go around and fight the good fight for how I see it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know if it's worth it for him to even give it a try, but we'll see. Because he can, we've said it all through this process, he is absolutely good enough to be one of 96.
Yes.
He's good enough to be one of 64, which is where he was when this whole thing happened. And he's borderline one of 32, depending on which team you're talking.
I heard you play it out in Crosstalk, and I thought you played it out well in terms of how you described it. But, I mean, who's the guy I always bring up this last year? I know I'm not getting any Christmas card or any birthday card from this family.
Nathan Peterman? He's better than that guy.
The best Colin Kaepernick we've seen? It's not even close.
No doubt.
I don't know if that would be Colin Kaepernick and where his skill set is. But the guy who I watched with the Niners, who Harbaugh did some good stuff with, is he better than Nathan Peterman?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The good version.
Now, I'd also say Teddy Bridgewater is, and he was a backup this year.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Good Kaepernick is better than bad Bortles. Good Kaepernick is better to me sometimes than even bad Jameis Winston.
You know who else he's the best he's better than right now?
Hmm.
The best Kaepernick, or even maybe just a good Kaepernick right now. We've talked about him, and the decline is bigger than people think. Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
Right now.
You're right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, I say right now. I don't know what kind of shape Kaepernick's in.
Right, and we'll see where if maybe somehow this move wakes Flacco up in a way that he hasn't been awake in a while.
It's almost like the Kellen Moore situation with that. I mean, I don't know what Kaepernick is. That's kind of that's up in the air. It's It's mysterious. It's a question.
You'd take him
over. But I know what Flacco looks like now.
Yeah. You'd take
him over. You knew what Garrett was. You just didn't know what Moore was, so let's do Moore. That's our option.
Yeah, you'd take him over some of the things you've seen. So maybe that becomes a story. We shall see. That one happened. Also, a baseball signing. We don't have many of those to tell you about, but Luis Severino signs a four-year, $40 million extension with the Yankees. He based his discussion around the beginning of last year, and the Yankees based their discussion around the end of last year. No, that's not what happened.
The agent came in and said, you know, the biggest thing about baseball, obviously, is the first half.
You got to have a start.
When you're talking numbers here.
Yeah, right. Texas basketball, they got to win. They got to get it done tomorrow at noon against Oklahoma State. They're 6-6 in conference play. That is a noon tip, and it's right here on the horn for you. It's also on CBS television. Also mentioned the Texas women have a big game on Sunday. They host K-State. That is the Shoot for a Cure game. So get on out there. Show your support there. The battle against cancer. First 3,000 fans will get a special Texas Fighter t-shirt courtesy of St. David's Healthcare. Tomorrow in college hoops, back on the men's side, Iowa State at Kansas State. That one could be good. That's obviously upper side of the Big 12. Kansas State leading the conference and have won 9 in a row. 0-2 in conference to start. Rattled off 9 in a row. Now they're hosting Iowa State. And then Tennessee at Kentucky tomorrow. Rick Barnes' group looking for 5 weeks at number one, I think. If they get this win, they'll go into their fifth straight week as the number one team. 7 o'clock on ESPN. That is got the potential to be the game of the weekend in college basketball. I hope it's a great one.
And that Gary Johnson 2010 team didn't last number one that long. We talked about the adjustments to Doge and some of the that offense, and Texas didn't make the proper adjustments on the flip side.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Maybe they just couldn't.
Yeah, that team fell right off the map after that happened. I've heard that discussion about Rick Barnes, and what about Rick Barnes and his teams in the tournament or whatever. Remember what the numbers tell you about Rick Barnes in the tournament. When Rick Barnes is coaching a team that's got a really, really high seed, he's fine. It's when he's down in the lower to mid-lower seeds.
Right.
That's where the record was really, really bad. But if he is a higher-seeded team than the one he's playing, those numbers are actually pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him, man.
I am too.
I'm a Rick fan, and life's weird that way. As people hear that and go, so you really definitely want Rick back here. I don't know if it would have worked. I don't.
Now, things have developed to a weird point. And you've talked about it. This team looks like one of those best versions of Barnes teams you saw at Texas.
It may have woke him up a little bit.
Yeah, that's not what he had at the end at Texas.
No, it was that weird spot of getting guys. And I'll never forget, there was a player, wore number zero, I'll just put it there. But it was later on, so I would have been doing, I think I was doing play-by-play and was working with Lance. And it was after his freshman year. And this guy, I was surprised. I was thinking, is he actually even going to be good for us? And the parents came up to him after, went to Lance and said, you know, we know you'd know how to do this. We really feel like is ready for the NBA. And we just want to talk to you, brother, the best way to get there. And Lance looked at him and said, he's like, trying not to laugh. Lance is a really good guy, but it was that funny. And he said, tell your kid to enjoy school.
Yeah.
That was the environment that just didn't work with Rick back then.
Yeah, I agree. It seems like definitely a different feel with this group at Tennessee.
So how about this? Luis Severino, okay?
Yep.
Pre-All-Star break. 2.31 ERA.
Wow.
128 innings and was just – had 128 innings and 144 Ks pre-All-Star.
Wow.
Post-All-Star, 5.57 ERA. It was 14-2 pre-All-Star. He was 5-6 after.
Dadgum.
Now, he had 8 more starts pre-All-Star, but those numbers say everything. I mean, they were figuring him out. He couldn't close people out, too, because I still believe his strikeout rate was the highest last year. And obviously, a lot of that's in the first half. Guys hit 209 off him in the first half. In the second half, 291. The stuff is there. He's got to make some adjustments.
What's
and I've talked about endurance, too.
What's his out pitch? What's he go to get him out?
He's got that slider, right?
I thought it was a 12-6 or a slider, yeah, but I'm wondering, picking something up in the second? They had to have, right?
Oh, yeah. No, they were definitely picking something up, and he wasn't able to finish people off. But also the question with him is he's still building endurance. I think this new diet for him, this is really going to be interesting to see if he's stronger in the second half this year.
He'll definitely be able to pay for that diet. 4 years, $40 million on the extension. Good to be able to tell you about some kind of baseball deal. All right, coming up, get you a little, we'll check the voicemails, 337-3776 if you want to sneak one in. And then we got a little crap bag for you. Got a stat to throw out and see what Kevin thinks of it, plus some birthdays this weekend, including in the comedy world. This is The Horn. Here it comes. You know this, Chad? Let me see if I can do this. This is...
You can go acronym or full name. I believe that's good.
This is Interstate Love Song by STP.
There you go.
Ding, 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 ding. Gutter, tell her what he's won.
There we go.
Didn't even know the title. I knew it was STP, though. I like them.
One of the best performers I've ever seen do it live, of course, the late Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland.
I mean, they came
he's
on
amazing.
Right before Rage Against the Machine, and he
wow.
blew Zach.
Now, that's a good
Europa
show.
Where'd you see that? Some
Coke, HF Festival in
Coke
D.C.
Bender in Maryland.
K-State.
Okay, that was close. D.C.
This was one of those songs. This is one of those songs, too, where I heard a little Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
There's a little Pearl Jam.
Which is probably
in there.
Why I like them, right?
Little drop. There's a drop of Eddie in that song.
Okay, now you're not saying organically.
Just a drop.
I'm just. Are you?
No, you're
not saying it's organic.
I'm saying. What do you mean saying it's organic?
You're saying that he was trying to sound like him.
No, I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know that. Because Weiland, Weiland was his own performer and he did his own thing. And they had a lot of different sounds. I'm just saying that particular track.
You're right.
The first time I heard it, I'm like, whoa, is this a new Pearl? Oh, no. And then wait a minute. And then you hear the growl there, and you're like, oh, no, wait a minute. That's Weiland.
Unfortunately, I think the sound was dictated off of what drug Scott Weiland was on.
Okay, I gotcha.
That could be it, too.
I gotcha. I do feel like I've heard you say that a lot, though, that throughout your musical life, there were times you heard a song and thought, is this Pearl Jam or not?
Right. No, Nirvana started the movement and gets credit for really lighting it all on fire, but I think more people tried to sort of be Pearl Jam than any other band. Everybody just felt
Who
like...
Who was the guy you said wanted to be Eddie more than Eddie?
Oh, the Silverchair guy?
Yeah.
Oh, Silverchair was a total Pearl Jam ripoff band.
Yeah, that I agree with.
They tried to look like Nirvana, too, which I didn't understand.
Ooh.
Their sound was Pearl Jam. Their look was Nirvana.
It's confusing, man. So confusing. It was really sad, too, because those guys came along, Nirvana, Pearl Jam. They essentially wanted to just destroy this idea that everybody was looking alike, and then everybody tried to look like them. It was awful.
I know.
It was just so sad.
Generations do that. Millennials are kind of the hipster generations into that.
It was sad.
I'm going to try and look different, but then we all end up looking the same.
Ugh. All right, let's get a little crap bag going here, shall we?
That's happened with everything.
It happens.
Crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just think of a bag of crap.
Think about the baby boomers.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Speaking of generations, I'm going to give you an example here in a second of how our generation did something stupid in sports.
Oh, we participated in something, our generation?
A little bit.
I like that whole
bit.
Like that old bit on SNL.
Glad
usually we just sit on the side and watch the world burn and make fun of it.
So glad you said it that way because you'll love this weird fact coming up. But first, let's check voicemails, 337-3776. Any voicemails from the good people, Wags?
We have two from the people.
Oh, that's exciting. Here we go. Voicemail number one.
Please, please, please lose Texas basketball so we can all just move on to Texas baseball.
Oh, man. Not the Oklahoma State game, though.
No.
Can't lose that.
Right. Why is it binary?
Voicemail number two. Uh-oh. Nothing there. All right. So, yeah, every once in a while we'll get a text from a fan. And
you can move on.
It feels like I'm only allowed to love one of my teams at a time.
I know.
That's just a weird feeling.
Yeah, and they probably have lives, so they're talking about
times. They got
and
stuff.
Kids and wives and maybe wives. It depends. But yeah, so they've got stuff going on, but you can just don't watch one. If you're done with Texas basketball, if you're done with Shaka right now,
yeah,
then that's fine. I mentioned yesterday, I know people that take politics a lot more seriously than me, and they didn't like some of the things he came out and said, and so they're not going to go now. Okay, well, If that's what you want to do, then do it.
Yeah, you got your reasons. Okay, so here's where our generation, I don't know if this is our generation or the one before, but somebody screwed up. So this kid, Ja Morant, you may have heard the name, plays at Murray State.
Mm-hmm.
He's an incredible scorer. He is averaging 20 points and 10 assists per game this year.
Okay, I did read about him.
And if he does that for the rest of the year, he'll be the first college basketball player to do it since 83-84. And that's the season when the assist became a stat. I'm going to say that again. The 83-84 season in college basketball is when somebody went, hey, you know what we should do? When that guy passes to that guy and this guy scores, that first guy ought to get something. We should actually think of it. Think about.
We've talked about it a bunch. It's one of the baffling things how long it took.
Think about the players that had existed by 83-84.
And think about the people they missed. Maravich.
Like Michael Jordan in North Carolina was happening.
Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah at Indiana. And you mentioned Pistol Pete.
No, what Magic you missed
Johnson
is.
Johnson and Larry Bird.
Magic. Larry. Cousy.
By the way, it's pretty easy to look when college basketball got hot. College basketball had a 30-year run. It's never going to have again. When you have the funeral and talk about it, that it'll be that 30-year run of about. Early 70s to mid 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and maybe actually I'd go late 60s. If you want to start with that wooden stuff and Al Cinder, let's do that.
Yeah.
Start with that. So 67 to 95. That's it. And
they weren't counting assists through the whole thing.
That's my point.
Right?
So if you're a real college basketball fan now, it's cute what you watch, but that's what counted.
God, that is goofy. All right, now here's the stat that I think has to be bad for college basketball. I don't know why that was just thrown up on the screen, but I had to note it down. Right now in college basketball, the second leading scorer in America plays for Detroit Mercy, the third leading scorer plays for Hofstra, and the fifth leading scorer plays for South Dakota State. I don't know exactly how that's bad, but that does not sound good for college basketball. That's D1.
I think what it shows you is those guys have been developing and that they're good. Look, being a good college basketball player and a good college scorer is different than NBA. And that's why a lot of these NBA guys, I mean, Jackson Hayes is going to be, they're saying, a lottery pick. Well, he's not one of the best players in college basketball right now in terms of what he can do. You can look at his numbers.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's just a weird.
He's a dunker.
Yeah, that surprised me. That is just weird. Just real quick, happy birthday today on the comedy side. I'm a big Carol Burnett fan from back in the day. Harvey Korman would have had a birthday today.
Okay.
Harvey was a great man. Also, if you're into Blazing Saddles, I mean, Harvey's incredible in Blazing Saddles.
You're not doing that one today, are you?
Probably not. Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably can't make that movie today.
I don't think you can.
Hell of a
You're
film.
You're a big Carol fan. I respect the hell out of her. Wasn't a huge fan, or as big a fan as you, but I respected her.
Yeah, I loved that show.
And obviously, you can see the versatility and talent.
Also, a guy that was recently on our station, Chris McDonald, Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore. Trey and Brad interviewed him. Go check that out on the podcast. He's 64 today. And the late, great Chris Farley would have been 55 today. He died tragically in 1997. We all love Chris Farley. And I don't think he was ever getting to 55, but man, I wish he'd gotten further than he did.
Yeah, there were a lot of things going on there. Matt Foley is still, he had some good movies. So I don't throw him in the Sandler thing for me where I'm like, Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison are funny, but not my favorite.
Right.
He had some great movies, but Matt Foley is still my favorite. And actually, we talk about college basketball. The college basketball ads he did for ESPN were phenomenal.
Those were great. Oh, my God.
Phenomenal.
They were great. By the way, how did nobody ever think that Matt Foley might have been an interesting idea for a movie?
I don't know.
I'd have watched that movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could have blown that out a little bit.
Expand the character. Talk about his family. Show me how he gets into the look. I mean, I think they could have done something there.
That was. Go back and look at that, kiddos. And also look at Applegate and Spade.
That's the one.
They couldn't hold the straight face.
The one with Applegate and Spade is the best one.
They should have put their head down.
When he's throwing David Spade around the room. God, that was good. All right, real quick, let's tell you about AV Consultations. Tom McKay and his crew can get you all set up with an incredible media room so you can watch the best of Chris Farley whenever you want.
Yeah, and you could really get everything set up. So if someone calls, you got your phone system set up. You've got your home theater, which they can do. Audio, video, remote capabilities. If you want to turn down the lighting a little bit, electrical and lighting control, security, surveillance. That's like 7 phone calls right there. You do it all in one.
Mm-hmm. And if you do live in a van down by the river, they could probably get you a TV in the van by the river.
They can set up RVs. They can do an RV setup.
They can figure it all out.
Actually, we kid around about that with some of the people that listen to this. They have their own home and an RV that they will go down. I know people that go down and spend the weekend down there, and they spend a lot on that RV. If you want a TV setup, hell, give them a call.
Summer homes, hunting lodges, all kinds
stuff,
of places.
Yeah.
Locally owned and operated here in Central Texas for 30 years. Call Tom today at 255-8678. That's 255-8678. Or go to avconsultations.com. Just a little bit more show left, and it's 6:15 pregame for Texas baseball right here on the Horn.
You'll be a fool to reply, the fight is not the man. Because you know, and I know, that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs.
Let's go out. Hour number 4 on a Friday. It's going to be a little shorter than that. 6:15 pregame, 6:30 first pitch for Texas baseball. Texas at Lulaf, the Raging Cajuns. And it is, I'm told.
Yeah.
I think that's why I've been mispronouncing it. Craig says they call it Lafayette.
Lafayette.
But I call it Lulaf, so I should say Lulaf. But that sounds weird, so I got to go Lulaf. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting this in right now. Don't know if someone mentioned it, but just found the baseball game is on ESPN Plus tonight as well. 7-day free trial if you don't have it.
Okay.
And you can cancel that, and that did work, right?
It worked for me on the UFC thing. Now, the only thing to remember is if you try to get back in, I think they on the same email, they might try to mess with you a little bit and say you don't get the trial. But as my man Eddie said the other day, do you have multiple emails? Because that's really how they track it.
Okay. Well, why not also show it, simulcast it on Longhorn Network?
Well, that'd be good, but...
Because they're trying to gouge us with ESPN Plus?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's
no,
it.
No, I think I gave the answer.
But I think that's probably it, yeah. And maybe
hate to follow the money. That's not usually the case with businesses.
Do they ever put something on Longhorn Network like that that doesn't have Longhorn Network people running it, is the question?
I mean, it's also... They're all doing everything. Was I Longhorn Network when I was doing the Home Run Derby or doing a regional in Fayetteville or doing a
That's
super
true.
Or something? You know, it's like,
yeah.
It is. So I know what you're saying, but especially for the live events, when I was doing live event stuff, I was as much ESPN as I was LHN.
Yeah, so give it a try.
Studios LHN.
Give it a try. It is a bit of a gouge there, but if you love certain sports, ESPN Plus is going to have a lot of content. It's not like they have no content.
It's about the principle.
There.
It's about the principle.
I know.
I'm already
no, I'm
paying
with you.
For it.
I'm with you on
just
that.
Just because you messed up and you didn't have foresight and you couldn't read the tea leaves and where this industry was going, I don't want to have to pay for it. I'm sick of paying for other people's mistakes. I'm sick of it. We get taxed everywhere. You can't turn around in this damn world without someone saying, I messed up. You want to pay for it? No.
Yeah, the biggest mistake they made was they should have. If you want to make people pay for watch ESPN at the very beginning, that's one issue. But that's the moment, and they missed it. They missed the chance.
I could lie and say I'm sorry you guys are in this position, but I've worked for y'all, and you're just a it's not the type of company that is my ideal company. A bunch of children. But with that said, so I'm not gonna lie. Actually, I think it's kind of funny. Don't try and charge me on the back end.
Right. I agree. So that is an option maybe tonight if you are interested, maybe a little ESPN Plus for you. Thankfully, that UFC card Sunday is ESPN, big boy ESPN, so I don't have to pay extra for it.
Big boy.
That is nice. I like that. All right, so before we get out of here, anything else we haven't hit? Anything else we need to hit again from this show?
I think I got everything out there. That was cathartic. I appreciate that.
That was good. I enjoyed that. I didn't know that was coming.
Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong. I just didn't know that the old man rant was coming there.
Yeah, dude, I didn't either.
Dude,
it was like a fart. I didn't know it was in there, but it came out.
Without the relationship with the ESPN and UFC, I'd stand right on that soapbox forever. It's the only thing that's gotten me. I did the 7-day free trial one time, so I haven't paid yet.
And that's the thing. They haven't had enough for me to get on.
Right. It's about certain
sports.
You're
a D2 basketball game. Yeah, I'll pass.
Because, see, for you, college baseball freak, they got a ton of college baseball on Watch ESPN. What I want to know from you this season is...
And they would have gotten us with college basketball during that 30-year run we were talking about.
They would have. I want to know from you this year, as you go along, are they going to, as a college baseball fan, are you going to start to see these games pop up on ESPN Plus, and it's going to start to piss you off, like, well, wait a minute, why is that one an ESPN Plus game? And are they going to start sneaking in these games?
You want me to project here?
Where it's like a good series involving Stanford, and you all of a sudden have to pay.
Want me to project?
Yeah.
Yes. The answer is yes.
It's coming, right? Yeah, that sucks. That does suck. But just something to keep in mind there. And then tomorrow and Sunday, if you do want to try to check it out on TV or...
Niche fans will pay for stuff.
They will.
You're a soccer fan. I'm a college baseball fan. You're just so happy to have it on that all of a sudden, $10? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or what is this, $5 per month?
Well, that's it's $4.99 a month. That's another sport. If you're a soccer freak, ESPN Plus is going to make a ton of sense for you.
They're going to probably get you on a tennis thing eventually.
Oh, there's a lot of tennis stuff there. And I've told you, I peeked in on that damn Peyton Manning breakdown details show. Holy mackerel.
You liked it a lot.
Oh, it was interesting.
Yeah, it'd be cool if they get that programming on the other stuff.
Exactly. I haven't paid for it yet. But boy, it was good.
Like, there is a part of it, too, where it's... I mean, you even go to ESPN.com now. Used to get more stuff that wouldn't be on Insider, that now any of the good stuff that I'm looking for is on Insider.
Or I've seen stuff on Plus. I've seen, like, articles that link to Plus.
Plus, really?
It's like, oh, that's not good. All right, so a little ESPN bashing for you here. It's time for the 6 o'clock hour.
I mean, and it's not, look, they're not the only ones doing that. That's why I kind of talked about businesses. But yeah, it's in front of our face. And I don't like what they're doing with their narrative with the NBA, and that's in front of our face, the deal they have. It's overt.
Yeah. Oh, it is. No, they're right. They're right there smacking you in the face with it. Let's go one last thing here.
One last thing.
This text says, we LSU fans call the University of Louisiana at Lafayette ooh la la.
I know. We got a couple of those. Ooh la la.
I forgot about ooh la la. Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out. This could be, especially this year, I have no idea what to expect. I don't know. This team could be a lot more talented or ready to go than we think. Let's see if they come out and the offense is as good as Keith thinks. And if these young pitchers, Elder talked about, he said, I'm going to have nerves. You're going to have nerves. Just relax and let's just find out who we are this weekend.
By the way, of all the stuff we mentioned today in a weird sports weekend, talk about a sport that's fallen apart. Daytona 500 is Sunday, and I didn't even remember it was on.
We had texters texting us, and you tried to get into that a little bit. As we talk about all these sports, the health, is there one that's declined more than that? Maybe you could say college basketball, but it'd be right there.
Rule changes that piss the fans off, and a bunch of big names are gone.
Yeah.
Have retired, and they do not know what to do right now.
Have a good weekend, my man.
I'll do it. You too. Big weekend coming. A lot of different sports. We'll be back on Monday to talk about it. Enjoy your weekend. Texas baseball coming up.
See you.
Nah, you chuckin' Joaquin.